Hello, DUC 2607 students. I'm Mrs. Van Hoopen, one of your lecturers. In this podcast, we'll be looking at part A1 in the study guide that deals with capacity planning. Please keep your study guide and prescribed book by Krajewski at hand. Open Krajewski at chapter 6 on page 240 and the study guide on page 2. Capacity is defined as the maximum output of a process or system. Look on page 2 of the study guide for the two ways maximum output can be measured, which leads to peak and effective capacity. The difference is clearly illustrated by activity A1.1a on page 3 in the study guide. Utilization is defined as the degree to which equipment or the workforce is being used. Utilization is measured as the ratio of average output rate to maximum capacity. This maximum capacity can be either the peak or the effective capacity. If you have to calculate the utilization, read carefully to establish which one of the two you have to use. If it's not explicitly asked, look at the information you have available. Work through activity A1.1 to make sure you understand the concepts of capacity and utilization. Next, we look at long-term capacity decisions. First, you need to size capacity cushions. See page 243 of Krajewski on how to do that in practice. Usually, for a problem in this module, we'll give you the capacity cushion or the average utilization rate. To estimate capacity requirements, you can either use output or input measures. Output measures are used when dealing with high-volume processes with only a few products. When using output measures, we make use of extrapolation together with the capacity cushion to calculate the capacity requirements. Carefully read the paragraph on using output measures on page 246 in Krajewski. Make sure you understand the calculations. The type of cases where input measures are used to calculate the capacity requirements are listed on page 246 in Krajewski. In general, we can say that capacity requirement is calculated by dividing the annual processing and setup time for all products by the hours available for a single unit, taking the capacity cushion into account. The general formula for calculating the capacity requirement is given in the middle of page 247. Please look carefully at the definition of each variable and its unit at the top of the page. Capital letter D is the annual demand. The processing time is in hours per unit, and capital N is the annual hours the process operates. Also note that the setup time S must also be in hours per lot. Capital Q is the average lot size, that is, the number of units processed per setup. The general formula to calculate the capacity requirement for input measures can be used for any number of products. If you only have one product, then of course you won't have setup time. The machine will only be set when initially started and never again. This means that S is equal to zero. Therefore, the term capital D divided by capital Q times S will also be zero, so that you will be left with the simpler formula for one product at the bottom of page 246. No present value calculations will be expected of you. Also, just take note of the other three tools for capacity planning mentioned in Krajewski. Lastly, all the key equations for capacity planning are summarized on page 251 in Krajewski. Now work through activity A1.2 in the study guide, as well as example 6.1, and solve problem 1 in Krajewski using pen and paper. If you still have any specific questions on this chapter, do not hesitate to contact me. You will find my contact details on my UNISA and also in tutorial letter 301. This is the end of the podcast on capacity planning.